Hi, thanks for holding. Is this Dustin?
Speaking.
Hi, Dustin. My name is Tina, and I'm one of the technicians in the department that handles pricing for your area. How are you?
Well, I've been better. Haven't been 100% with my health, but I'm at the ER with my mom at the moment, but she's not doing good, so.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Is she stable now that she's at the ER?
Slowly. They just got her on IV bags and stuff like that. She's been having my conditions and been down and out for like the last 3 days now, and she finally let me take her out to the ER.
Oh, I'm happy she listened to you and went. It's always better to be safe than sorry, right?
Yeah, I get that way too, because when I get an extremely rare stomach condition that my intestine is pinched off my stomach. So
yeah.
My stomach grew to be twice the size of a normal person's.
Oh.
And so my body produces 4 times acid than the average person. So technically, even though I'm only 6 foot, I got a 400-pound man's stomach. I've never been over 220 pounds.
Oh,
but
wow.
The hospital can garnish my check for money I owe them, but I can't get an attorney to help sue them for trying to kill me.
Oh, no. That's horrible. Wow. Yeah, you know what? Sometimes it's scary to hear the things that happen in the hospital, you know, and sometimes they're just kind of guessing if they don't know what someone's condition is. I know I recently had that with my mom. They just didn't really know what was wrong with her, so they just had to, you know, keep just assuming that, oh, it could this or it could be that, you know?
Well, yeah, and the doctors in Rochester or Clarion or anywhere but Fort Dodge is good, because they'll actually try to figure out what's going on. Fort Dodge, unless you have the right insurance, they don't help you out.
Oh,
even then,
I
they
see.
Do the bare minimum to help you. Yeah, it's a corporation that owns that hospital, not the doctors. So the hospital don't care about their patients.
But you're at a good hospital now with your mom?
Yeah, I'm over in Clarion, Iowa Specialty Hospital.
Good. Okay, that's what I want to hear. Awesome. So I wanted to ask you, Dustin, because I know that you were speaking with Tara, and she's really good as far as explaining the program, but did you have any questions regarding where you're going to appear on the search results or how this works?
Other than the pricing, not really. I'm guessing it's kind of similar to Angie's List, only not as much. Because Angie's List, I had to pay for them to do a background check and stuff like that. I mean, they passed and everything, but they still had to do a background check.
Yeah, this is the other side of the coin, because what Angie's List does is they're a pay-per-lead service. So once you pass the background check and you start taking on leads, they're going to sell those leads to you and to everybody out there, meaning there's nothing exclusive about it. And it's a good program overall. We deal with a lot of their clients, but the frustration is sometimes people tell me that they're running all over town bidding on all this work, and then they keep getting undercut by other companies, and that's just because that lead is going out to several companies at a time. So something like this is going to get people to call you directly off the first page of Google, and it's exclusive, meaning the position just became available, and we are filling it today. So if it's something that you'd like to take advantage of, once we begin working with you on the first page of Google and Bing, excuse me, we'll block out the entire category, meaning that we can't work with any other competing companies. And I'm sure that you can see the value of being placed on the search engines in front of your competitors, right?
Yes.
Yeah, without a doubt, because that will maximize the jobs that come to you exclusively, you know? So
the way Angie's explained it was, if somebody else underbids you or whatever and you don't get that lead, then you can let them know and they will reimburse you for the loss of that lead.
That's not how they work. They misrepresented themselves. I had a lady that thought that once several months ago. And she said, oh, no, you know, I went on, took some leads, and I only pay for the ones that I get. And if somebody underbids me, then I don't pay anything for it. And I said, well, how many leads did you take on so far? And she said, oh, about 85. I told her, do me a favor and check your bank account. She came back in a panic and she said, oh my goodness, over $1,000 is being deducted already. I have to get off the phone. I have to call them. So they're going to charge you for that lead. The only time they'll credit you back is if it happens to be a bogus lead in an incorrect category. So let's say you get somebody that's looking for an electrician or something and you do flooring. They would, if you contact them, credit you back for something like that. But they definitely will charge you for each and every lead that you take. So just, you know, a little heads up there, because I deal with a lot of the Angie Lead clients. Okay.
Okay.
So let me see here. 3 years on your own, which is going to qualify you for the new in business rate, which is a 50% reduction off of our regular pricing. And it'll set everything at a flat rate month to month of just $299. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in. So the initial investment would be $398, and that price stays the same. It doesn't matter if you get 50 jobs a month or if you get 5 jobs a month. You're grandfathered into that rate where it'll never go up. And what it's going to include for you is not only your first page listing on Google and Bing, but also all of the popular directories that are in your area, as well as the programming into the mobile platform. So you know how more and more people these days are doing the searches from their smartphones?
Yep.
Right? So that's a different search result altogether. Okay, so once we program you into the mobile platform, now you're going to become available from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, Dustin, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on. So, yeah, do you have a business Facebook page by chance?
No, I don't. I've been kicking myself in the butt for not getting one started, but I don't know how to. I've never been computer savvy, I guess, so I've never been playing on the internet or playing a video game like most of my friends do. I was always busy outside working and doing something else.
Yeah, that's admirable. But the nice thing about our program, Dustin, is because we're a premier partner to Google, Google also allows us to bundle our services with Facebook ads. So since you don't have a Facebook, don't worry, we'll create one for you. And then the search engines, Google and Bing, they're going to track what people in your area are searching for. So if they're searching for any of the services that are relevant to what you offer, guess what? Next time they go on their Facebook newsfeed, there will be an ad for Carpet Crunchers coming up front and center. So it's something that's designed to bring you even more new clients coming from the social media platform. And then also you'll have a detailed tracking system with this, which is going to show you, you know, not only the new clients that you've received, but you'll see which keywords they typed in to find you. If they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll see which zip codes they came from. That way everything is very transparent. Okay, and being that this is a month-to-month program, I'm sure it's something that you'd like to take advantage of and give a shot, and that way you can see how well it works, right?
Yeah.
I'm excited. Yeah,
I'd be okay with that.
I know you're going to love this program so much, Dustin. You don't have a website yet, right?
No.
Okay, I'm going to try to get one included for you also. We charge $400 extra to put the sites together, but I'm going to explain the situation to my supervisor and request that we also include the site. So if I get that approved and you have a logo or before and after photos or examples of your work, you can let us know and we'll put it up on the site. If not, that's okay too. We can use stock photos that have worked very successfully in your industry, because our main objective is going to be to get you up and running. So
well, I do have some I do have some video and pictures of some of the jobs I've done. And actually, I do have some business cards and the two pictures on the front are two jobs I've done.
Good. Okay. So business cards and images of past jobs. Okay. I'm putting that in the notes so that I can let my technicians know. And then did you want to secure the position using a debit or a credit card? What works best?
I do have a debit card. But like I said, I've been off work for like the last 2 weeks now, so I won't get paid till next week on Friday.
Okay. So how much of the 398 could you handle today if I could work out something special for you? Maybe I could do like a split payment or something like that.
I think the most I got in my account is $3.
Okay. So that wouldn't work. So I've had business owners beg, plead, and borrow from family members to be able to participate in a program of this magnitude, and that's just because I haven't seen a position on the first page of Google available in your industry and area for about 2 years and 10 months, and that's because
Wow.
everybody wants to be there. So with that being said, I can ask them if they would allow me to put you into the friends and family pricing. I don't know if it would help a lot or if you had, you know, an option of maybe somebody, you know that would kind of let you borrow the money, but I could ask them if they would put you into that special rate, which would waive your setup fee for you.
Well, my bosses would help me, but they kind of already owe them like close to $5,000 because they helped me replace the transmission on my vehicle.
Okay.
And
wow,
because of my grandma having issues, yeah, she fell down. My grandma fell down at her place last March, and she was on the bathroom floor for about 5.5 hours before my mom found her.
Oh,
and
no.
I had to break into her house to get her because for some reason she actually locked the deadbolt for once.
Right.
She lives out on a farm by herself in Vincent, so I had to break into her house, pick her up off the floor, and put her on the EMT bed. And so technically, she and my mom live in the first apartment at the Vincent Apartments, and I live in number 4, so that way we're all taking care of each other.
I see. Oh, I'm happy that your grandma's okay, though. That's good. That's a traumatic thing that you went through, but she's okay now, huh?
Yeah, she's not happy about not being at her home, but her house is too far gone, and we're going to tear it down and make it a ranch-style home so she don't have to worry about steps or anything no more.
Yeah, good for you. That's smart, especially, you know, after she's already had a fall, you know. So here's one thing I can do for you, Dustin. Usually they will let me do what's called a post-date as long as it's within a week. But next week, Friday, would be a week and 2 days. So if I could get the authorization to do post-date this for next week, Friday, which is the 25th, that would work, right? That's when you're anticipating to get paid?
Yes, they usually have the checks there in the morning by about 9-10 o'clock. So if you wait till about noon, I should have my check in the account.
Okay, that's fine. We happen to be closed next Friday because it's Black Friday. We get Thanksgiving and the day after
that's
off.
Right.
But I'll set the invoice to process afternoon your time, and then my technician will call you on Monday the 28th. To go over your keywords, your service area, building your new website, and getting you placed. So I'm going to send you a confirmation email. What's the best email address to use?
dbmbrownie06@gmail.com.
D like Dustin, B like boy, M, and then you said brownie or browning?
Brownie, like the ones you eat.
B-R-O-W-N-I-E, right?
Correct.
And then what else?
06
mm-hmm.
@gmail.com.
@gmail.com. And then your last name, Dustin?
Brown. Like
oh,
color.
Hence your cool brownie email, huh? So your last name's Brown. That's awesome. And then...
Well, that my cousin used to own a restaurant in Fort Dodge. It was named Brownie's Cafe.
Really? Is it in your cousin is
yeah.
also a Brown?
Yep. His mom started up the restaurant over 50 years ago, and then he ended up getting diabetes real bad, and he ended up losing the restaurant, and he wouldn't let me take it over because it was his mom's building, so.
Oh, wow.
It went down with him.
If you could have done that, that was nice that you offered at least, you know?
Well, yeah, it's part of being an Iowan, taking over a family business or being a farmer. I tried doing both, but neither one of the family side wanted to let me do either, so.
Yeah, it's hard when
there's families. I was going to go to college to learn how to be a farmer just so I could farm my grandma's property again, but she said no. So I ended up telling my cousin I was going to go to culinary school to take over his restaurant. He said no.
Wow. So, it's kind of good that you're doing your own thing, because they say that if you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life. So now you're in the flooring, and that's where your expertise is, you know? So that's kind of a blessing in disguise that happened. You could have been in the restaurant industry or in the farming industry and hated it. So at least you're happy and you have your own business now, you know? So.
Well, just being either one of those would have been technically self-employed, and I'd have been happy just. I loved cooking growing up. I still love growing out, and cause I was always the cook of the family since I was like 6 years old.
Oh, wow.
After growing up, getting in trouble all the time, I was always with my godfather or my grandparents with doing the construction business. So I was grandfathered into doing general construction work ever since I was a kid. Because my mom's grandpa on her father's side started up a house moving business here in Middle Iowa. And then by the time my grandfather and his cousin got to it, they ran it to the ground because they get drunk by wake up at 10, 11 o'clock, get a call by noon about the job, say they haven't been able to make it because they're not done with the first job, which they never went to, and then drink the rest of the day away.
Wow.
So I lost out on a family business of house moving, farming, and restaurant.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, they always say that it's all about being at the right place at the right time. You were in a good situation 3 times, and it didn't pan out. That's really something. What a story. You should write a book one day.
You know, actually, I really thought about doing that, and I've even told my psychiatrist, like, you know, I really don't want to, because I never want to pursue living life as a dictionary and stuff like that, but at the same time, half the stuff I have to say, there's a lot of people that are like, no, if you started a revolution, I'd join you.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, good. Maybe I put a little seed in your mind and you'll continue that path, because, I mean, that's definitely interesting what you've been through. Now, let me ask you a question about the Captain Crunchers flooring. Is the
Carpet.
30...
Carpet Crunchers.
Oh, I'm sorry. Carpet Crunchers flooring. I'm sorry. I had it backwards. So Carpet Crunchers flooring.
That's right.
And is it?
I got that nickname from working at Carpet One because I was their fastest carpet installer and they couldn't believe how fast I was. So.
Oh, really?
That's just a nickname that stuck with me. Yeah. It's been a nickname
Cruncher.
That stuck with me for 13
That's
years now.
That's cool. I was going to ask you where you got that, because I admire creative people and that name is so creative. I love it.
It used to be Dusty's Floor Carving until I got that nickname, and I thought that was kind of a unique name to throw in a business card, so that's why I went that route.
And I can see even branding that, too, Carpet Crunchers. I like it. It's a lot more catchy, you know?
Yeah.
So is the 3073 140th Street, is that a physical address where you can receive mail?
Yeah, that's actually my grandma's farm.
Okay. So I don't know, since you know your grandma had a fall, if she actually checks the mail, but if anybody else checks the mail. Okay, good.
Yeah, we do often.
Everybody know that this PIN code is coming from Google, and it comes in a postcard size envelope, and it's very colorful, so sometimes it gets mistaken as junk mail. So let them know that if they see that, to set it aside, because it's actually a very important part of the process, okay?
Okay.
And then for the post date for next Friday, did you want to use a debit or credit card? You said it was a debit, I think, right?
Yes, my debit card.
And then
I've never owned a credit card.
Oh, good for you. I'm a firm believer, if you can't pay cash, you don't really need it, right? So that's good. A debit is so much better. It keeps you out of trouble.
Well,
it doesn't.
The way I was raised, if you can't afford to, if you can't earn it yourself and you don't need it.
Yep. Yeah, there's something that's really noble about working for something until you can pay for it and then pay it rather than just throwing it on a credit card and all of a sudden you're in debt and you can't pay for it, you know? So I like the way that you were raised better, you know? So
it also comes from parents just giving their kids whatever they want just because they throw a fit. That's not going to teach a kid anything.
I know. They're in that entitled world, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, yep.
Smack upside the head is not child abuse, it's discipline.
I agree. And these days, it's like people are so sensitive and you'll end up on the news if you do something like that, you know?
Yeah. Once in a while, you actually get the cops saying, you actually called the cops on your mom. It's like, well, yeah. It's like, for what? It's like, well, she hit me with the belt. It's like, you know what? What'd you do to deserve it? It's like, well, I told her to shut up. Like, well, if I told my mom to shut up, I'd still be asleep right now. You're lucky.
Right.
He's like, if I had to come back, I'm going to take my belt off and beat you with it.
Smart. Yeah, that was good. That was a good response. Yep, because they should know there's consequences, but also you have to respect authority. And your parent, when you're growing up, is your authority, you know? So.
Oh, yeah.
Does it say Dustin Brown on the debit card, or does it say Carpet Crunchers Flooring, or both?
Dustin B. Brown.
Dustin B. Brown. And then the card number when you're ready.
156/99. 4240.
Okay.
0900.
Got it.
0333.
Okay.
6370. And it's good through August of 25.
And the code on the back?
624.
825 expiration, and then 624 on the back. So I'm going to go through a voice verification recording that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash, and then I'll create the appointment for my technician to call you on Monday the 28th, and they'll go over your keywords, your service area, building your new website, and getting you placed. So what this says, Dustin, some of it's a little repetitive of what I just asked you, so just kind of bear with me. It says to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Carpet Crunchers Flooring.
Thank you. And then please state your name and title with the company.
Dustin Brown, owner, operator, and installer.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Okay, you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, and then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged next Friday, which is November 25th, in the non-refundable amount of just $398. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 25th day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes. Is it the same number that you called me from today?
I'm going to text you by direct line, but really quick here, I'm setting up the invoice to go past noon on next week, Friday. So it would be 10 a.m. our time, which would be 12 noon your time. Let me fix that. Okay, good. So the invoice is set to process at noon on Friday. And then let me text you my direct line. My name is Tina, and I'm at extension 777. And customer support is this same phone number, Dustin. You would just hit option 1, and anybody that answers the phone can help you. And we're available Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. your time. Okay. And then on Monday, the 28th, when my technician calls you, they're going to go over your keywords, your service area, building your new website and whatnot. So what time would work best? It's going to take about 30 minutes. Do you want them to call you morning or afternoon, you think?
Probably later in the afternoon would be best, because that way I might be able to get my job done and I won't have to worry about stopping working. So usually I get my jobs done by 2 o'clock anyway, so.
Okay. So let's see here. For Monday the 28th, we could do 3, 4, or 5.
4 o'clock would be fine.
4, okay. So I'm going to block out an entire hour from 4 to 5 o'clock Central, and that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 4:15. Don't panic. Okay. They're going to call you sometime within that hour. And then lastly, on Friday, once the payment processes, you're going to get an email with your invoice in it, and you're also going to get and text that will say, thank you for choosing Local Splash. There's going to be a little link in there that says, click here to accept your subscription terms. So we gave you special pricing that's not available to the general public and the free website. So make sure that when you get that, that you go in and acknowledge it with your e-signature. That will ensure that your pricing never goes up down the road. Okay, so I can't send that to you right now because it will process once the payment goes through. So that will come out to you next week, Friday, automatically. And when you see that, just kind of remember to go in and do the e-signature, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and if for some reason you forget to do it, my technician will also remind you on Monday when they call you on the 28th. So you are all good to go. I'm so happy that it worked out, Dustin. I know that you're going to be so thrilled with this program. So have a really profitable year and a nice rest of your week and a happy Thanksgiving. And then my technician will be calling you the following Monday, okay?
Okay, thank you. You as well.
Yeah, you're no problem. Have a really great rest of your evening, too.
You too. Stay warm.
Thank you. Okay. Yeah, I will. Thank you, Dustin. You as well. Bye-bye.
Bye.